Today's message is our second advent, and we're looking at Romans chapter 12, verses 9 to 18. And it goes like this: love must be sincere, hate what is evil, cling to what is good, be devoted to one another in love, honor one another above yourselves, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer, share with the Lord's people who are in need, practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse, rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn, live in harmony with one another, do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position, do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. We are in our second week of Advent, and Advent is a season that focuses on the in-between times. You see, we live between the promise of Jesus returning and the fulfillment of that promise. In the in-between times, we have been given the gift, we've even unwrapped that gift, and we get to experience that gift, but we still are waiting for the last part of that gift to be fulfilled. And when that happens, it will make the waiting even better. So, what do we do in the in-between times? Well, just because we are waiting doesn't mean inactivity. What it means is being obedient to Jesus, being obedient to him, and showing love towards others. And our passage today reminds us that God desires us to live faithfully right now, right here, where we stand, in the in-between times. You see, the first part of this scripture focuses on our fellow Christians from verse 9 to 13. The life of the obedient Christian means that their love is real and that they turn away from all wrongdoings. Being a believer in Jesus means being marked by loving kindness and respect for all of mankind. A follower of Jesus is service-minded. They are hopeful and they endure in times when the times get tough, and they pray and they give generously. Now, the second part of this scripture focuses on life with those outside our faith, and that's from verses 14 to 18. Those who follow Jesus are not to be hateful toward anyone, even to those who try to make life difficult for them, and we know there are people that try to do that. Christians are empathetic. Believers in Jesus are empathetic, meaning they can understand and also share in the feelings of others. They don't look down on others, but instead they invite them into their lives. They strive to be peaceful, and they strive to be humble people. You know, I think in our time right now, we need to be even more peaceful, and we need to be kind towards everyone. Generally speaking, though, we are really bad at waiting. Over time, I've become better, but I don't really like waiting. I don't know about you, but I mean, who really does? But as time has gone on and has gone by, I've tried to embrace each moment that I'm in, not rushing through things. And when I have to wait, I wait. The technology we use today is one way we recognize our growing inability to wait for anything. But as believers, looking at the very important historical point in God's story, we can only presume that waiting has to have some type of meaning, some purpose. The time spent waiting for a message or an event can be just as meaningful as the message or event itself. Waiting adjusts the perspective of our stories. In our times of waiting, we can see things that previously we could not see, or we were too busy to notice. And as we wait, we also realize that we are not the primary character of this story in this life, that everything revolves around us. I've said it many times from this stage that it is not about you and it's not about me. What it is about is Jesus. And the real primary character of this story is Jesus. He is the hero of the story, and he wants to be the focus. We want to focus on him And then we want to focus on others. Remember the whole fact of love God and love your neighbor. I want to ask you a question. Are you content to wait on his plan? In these in-between times, what character traits will be formed in you as an individual, and how will you impact your culture by that? I'm telling you right now that characteristics are coming out during this difficult time in our world right now, acting out in anger, damaging relationships, and stirring up fear are not Christian virtues. When this is all said and done, we as Christians will have to answer for how we've behaved, and it cannot be about our personal preferences. It's not about us. And yes, there are inconsistencies in some of the information being given out, but as verse 17 and 18 say, do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. As much as I love technology, it has given the illusion of godlike power and control. Summoning up any piece of information with one simple click, purchasing anything with a quick swipe, but our created technology does have its limits. We will never be able to create something that eliminates waiting. We've tried and we've shortened the waiting periods, but there will always be a time of waiting no matter how we shake it. We have limits. Mankind has limits, and mankind has been pushing those limits, but there are still limits, and limits are part of what makes us human. Limits show us more of who we are, and it shows us that we are not the creator, but we are the created. So, because we can't stop waiting, how do we find value in waiting? Well, we recognize the value of waiting when we consider the traditional marriage engagement period or any other major life decision in between time. While major life decisions are a time of great excitement, the anticipation of those events allows for us to prepare for the big day. This is the in-between time, and that in-between time allows us to prepare for our new life or the new life after. There are expectations and stresses that arise, but within those expectations, we find ourselves working to be the person we need to be in order to make our new reality thrive. Waiting can also be a gift. We don't usually take life opportunities for growth as a gift, and we also forget that waiting has meaning. So, what would it look like for you to see this season as a gift instead of just growing tired in the waiting? There's a lot going on right now. What would it look like to do the things you can do now, because there will come a day when you won't have this same opportunity? I can guarantee you that's coming. I know of people recently who started working out. I know of a few who've stopped. There are also some taking time during this period, during this waiting period, to learn a new language or to take an online course that they've always wanted to take but didn't have the time to do. Now, the sky's the limit. There's all sorts of things that you can put in this in-between time as you wait. Another important question to ask yourself is, how are you interacting with people now in this temporal kingdom in a way that will prepare you for life eternal? You see, many times in our Christian walk, we can feel like we've done all the right things and God still isn't showing up the way we wanted him to. But when we are always trying to get things from God by doing things for God, our heart attitude has become more of a transactional relationship with God rather than a humble, loving relationship. And in the process, we've forgotten that the entirety of a relationship is built on Jesus' sacrifice for us. Jesus has given us what we could not earn on our own, and he has reconciled us to God. When we feel like God isn't the person we thought we knew in the relationship, it is likely time to maybe reorient ourselves with the truth of God's character through Scripture. When we make a promise to someone, like an engagement, this in-between time allows us not only to critically evaluate whom we have committed to, but also to evaluate who we are in this relationship. Now, Romans chapter 12, it reminds us that growing in Christ means becoming more like Him and not asking Him to become more than we think He should be. We can be so programmed to the stories on the big screen or in the books that we read where they have a beginning and then they have an end. And in these stories, hope doesn't really get deferred indefinitely. This is where Advent challenges us the most. This season reminds us that God has not promised to give us everything we want, but He has promised us Himself. And this is where believers can have a struggle believing that God is good even in our waiting and even when it feels like we have no idea what's next. Waiting doesn't change the message of Jesus, whether we have been waiting for a day, a month, 30 years, for something. But God sent His Son in human flesh, born in a manger to die for us, and then He defeated death. We don't know if everything will turn out the way we want it to, but we can trust that God is lovingly caring for us, and He's with us through it all. I hope you can find some peace in this in-between time, and I want to challenge you this week with our Advent challenge, and it's peace. I want you to think about praying for the marginalized and the oppressed, those who are struggling, and those that are forgotten. And our challenge is to look locally to donate to some great cause in our community. We have a lot of great causes here. Maybe donate to the school lunch program to feed the kids in need. That's still going on. Or maybe donate to our special Christmas project for gift cards for teens. But I ask that God would place something on your heart, whatever that looks like. And so you need to pray about that and look into that as to what that would mean for you. Let me pray for you right now. Father, thank you for this day. I just pray that as we continue in our waiting in Advent here, I ask that as we look to you, as we look to you for peace, as we look to you for patience, as we look to you for strength during a time that is difficult, help us during these in-between times to look to you and become better as people of God and a great example of Jesus Christ. Thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives and what you're about to do. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. I hope you have a great week. And don't forget, if you want to give to the Christmas project, make sure it's special in your giving, as well as the lunch program. There's all sorts of great things you can be involved in. And don't forget to talk to Jeff and Robin if you want to be involved in the hamper program. You can call the church here and we'll point you in the right direction. Hope you have a great week. God bless you and see you next Sunday.